cliffcentral.com.
Sure. Justice, huh? Reminding us of how things really work. We got to watch this this internal goings on in the ANC stuff.
Oh,
it's exciting.
For sure.
All right, Mubs, do you know that there is a fantastic new app now that would enable you to have fun and save money while you're doing everything you want to do on it? It's called the Entertainer app. I've told you about it before, right?
Yeah, Flex showed me a bill two nights ago where he managed to chop off half of that bill thanks to the Entertainer app. He went to a very fancy restaurant.
Very nice.
And he chopped off half that bill.
Wow.
Needed to go celebrate.
Yeah.
And it was one of those fancy, fancy restaurants where it's like three knives, three forks, two spoons.
The sort of place that Sia goes to.
There's like a cool napkin. They put it on your lap.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Like, a dish was 185 rand, like, minimum.
Right.
So, I got ostrich, and yeah. My girlfriend got, what'd she get? I think she got a beef fillet, and hers was 175 rand. I only ended up paying for mine, because I had the app. So, they cut off the 175 rand.
The Entertainer app. Now, listen up, everybody, because you need to know about this. It's theentertainerafrica.com. That's theentertainerafrica.com. One word. .com. Got it? 495 rand is what it'll cost you, one-off fee. You could save up to 1.2 million rand in a year. I kid you not. With the app, you get thousands of buy one, get one free offers from the best restaurants, cafes, attractions, hotels, spas, and more. Sounds good because it is. You can share the app with your family across devices and ping up to 10 offers per year to your friends. We'll find out how that works just now. Visit theentertainerafrica.com. Download the Entertainer app today. The Entertainer app. Explore more of the local cities that you love so much and save while you do it. For a limited time only, you can also use the promo code CliffCentral. That's one word. CLIFFCENTRAL. One word, and you get that promo code. It'll help you to get a 30% discount on purchasing the app. How cool is that? So if you buy it with us in there, 30% off, just like that. Now, let's see who we can make a winner. Who have we got here, Flex? Give me the lowdown.
Okay, so on Skype at the moment, we have Taryn. She's in Dubai, and she's got the Entertainer app and uses it in Dubai. And then her brother lives in Cape Town. Now, she feels her brother is costing her family an arm and a leg in food, and she wants to try cut the costs of food.
All right.
Then we have on the line Vusi.
All right.
Now, I think he's just out of Joburg in Pretoria. He also wants to try save some cash today.
Who wouldn't? Okay, so we got Vusi and Taryn. Is that right?
Yes.
And then outside here, we got Nikki, who's auditing this for the Entertainer app, right?
Okay.
Is that right, Sia?
Yes.
Sure. Sitting there with
looking
you?
Very professional.
Okay.
Glasses on.
Auditors always look professional.
Yes.
Yeah, but geez, I mean, you can't mess this up. No. We've got an important prize to give away. Okay. So, Nikki, I need to ask you. We're going to get people to name as many of the places that they can save at using the Entertainer app. And the one who gets the most in, let's say, a space of, what, 10 seconds is the winner.
Yes. They'll win the Entertainer app for the city that they're in.
Okay. Superb. Now, I hope our contestants are ready. On the line, we have Vusi. Hello, Vusi.
Hi, how are you?
Are you ready to win?
Yes, I am.
All right, good for you. And we have Taryn on Skype. Taryn, are you ready to win?
Yep, good to go.
Now, Taryn, where are you again? Your brother's in Cape Town, but where are you?
I'm in Dubai.
Dubai, all right. Now, in Dubai, they use the Entertainer app too. You know that.
Yeah, it's been around here for years, so we've been using it now for about a year and a half, and it's amazing.
Right. Okay, between the two of you, Vusi and Taryn, I'm going to give you each 10 seconds just now, in a second, and you will have to name as many of the places that you could save at as you can. Nikki's keeping score, so you don't have to panic. Everyone is going to get their 10 seconds. We'll start off. Both of you have to obviously give us, you know, we have to give each of you time, otherwise you'll just shout all over each other. So let's start with Vusi. Vusi, I'm going to give you 10 seconds. Your 10 seconds, Vusi, starts now.
La Coco, Sen, Eat, Mitko, The Raj, Lulu, Croc City, John Doris, Afi, Safari, Vicky's, Tempers, Emporium, Farmstead, Nando's, Black Olive, Lemon Butter, Pizza, Ivino, Elephant
Tea,
Bali,
Fetty. Time. Sorry, stop. How many we got there, Nikki?
Yes,
12 or 13 there.
12 or 13. Ooh. Oh, this could come down to a very, very tight race.
Sure, okay.
All right.
All right.
Taryn, are you ready?
Yep, ready.
And your time starts now.
Arnold's, the City Co, Vino, The Blend, Blowfish, Blues, City Girl, Cinnamon, Dalheim, Europa, Flavors, Harvey's, HQ, Jetty Bar, John Dory's, Need, Lola's, Marika's, Mimi's,
Time.
Mono, Nando's.
Who's the winner? Help us figure this out.
We got about 18 on that one.
Oh, wow. Boozy, I'm sorry. Boozy. Don't go anywhere. I've got a plan for you. Just hang on a second. Taryn, this means you are the big winner for today, and you're going to win
awesome.
This. You're going to give it to your brother, right?
Correct. I hope he's listening.
Right. Because he's costing everyone a fortune.
Yeah, so you better treat us when we come out there.
All right. Half price off a whole bunch of lovely things thanks to the Entertainer app for your brother. 241, baby.
Awesome. Thank
right.
you.
Thank you, Taryn. Hold on for us. We've got to take down your details. Is there something we can do for Vuzi Flax?
There is, you know, the app allows you to ping like a 2-for-1 special to somebody that has the app.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's sort of like a virtual lunch with somebody. Keen on that, Vuzi? If we ping yeah. you a restaurant deal, you go to the restaurant, it's as if you're having lunch with us, and you report back.
Okay.
All right, we'll give it to you then. All right, we'll ping you. All right, dude.
Sizzopinga.
Anything you like preferably chicken, beef.
Yeah. Chicken or beef?
Seafood.
I'm a beef person. Yeah, sushi
right.
also.
Oh, sushi's good. I like that. All right, I'll go for a virtual lunch with this dude. He doesn't sound too bad. All right, thank you. Hold on for us, Boosie. We'll take down your details, too.
Okay.
Everyone is a winner. Today, hey, awesome. Mavs, everyone, how's that?
It feels good when everyone wins.
Hey, Nikki, thank you very much. There we go. There's Nikki outside auditing this thing very effectively. Thank you. What's wrong?
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, why were you shaking your head at me?
Because I was actually a lot quicker than I thought.
Yeah, you had to pay attention, right?
I did. Thanks for having us.
These are not FM radio listeners who drive into fire hydrants and things because they can't concentrate. These are our listeners. They're smart. Smart as a button. All right, everybody. Very nice. Mubs, let us have some news.
Can you believe that we haven't gotten to the news?
Unbelievable. Well, let's get into it immediately.
Fantastic. I love it. Oh.
All right, what have we got?
In the words of Justin Bieber, is it too late to say that I am sorry?
Who?
Is there the perfect apology?
Oh. Well, I know a lot of people could do with some apologies.
Because scientists say that they have mapped out the perfect formula that we all should be following for the perfect apology.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'll often hear psychologists tell you about how they are X number of stages in mourning. There's the anger phase, there's a denial phase. You know, there are all sorts of phases or whatever.
I am sorry.
So scientists, researchers have now come back and said, this is the perfect way to apologize for someone when you have wronged them.
Okay.
The first step is to express your regret. Simply saying, I'm sorry. That's expressing
right.
your regret. The second step.
I'm actually taking notes here.
Oh, okay. All right. So the second step is explaining what went wrong, because often the person that you're apologizing to needs to know that you understand why
you
are wrong
yeah.
and where you went wrong. So
right.
you convince them of that by explaining to them what went wrong. The third step is you then taking responsibility for your misdemeanor. No, I'm sorry, but it's I'm sorry and I take responsibility for making the mistake. The fourth step is making a declaration of repentance. Ooh, this
wow, that sounds like a heavy piece of work.
This is very detailed. Making a declaration of repentance, meaning you should say you won't ever make the same mistakes ever again. Because isn't it that we're supposed to learn from our mistakes? That's the saying, right?
All right,
you learn from your mistakes.
So you've got to apologize.
You've got to express regrets or say you're sorry.
Then you've got to explain.
You've got to explain what went wrong.
And you just say, I'm not going to do it again.
Well, first you've got to take responsibility. You know, don't okay. shift the blame. Don't say it wasn't my fault. You
right.
own it.
Okay.
Then you've got to say, I am going to learn from this mistake. Therefore, I will never make it again. The fifth step is to offer to make amends.
Hmm. How do you do that?
For example,
I'm sorry I stood on the on Gran's pipe in the hospital and now she's dead. But I'm going to make amends.
I'm going to.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. You offer to make amends. Right. And then the sixth step is to ask for forgiveness.
Okay.
Now, if you want to get the apology over and done with quickly, because it is a very detailed process, according to these specialists, yeah, then just include the two most effective points, which they outline as taking responsibility and then making amends.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That, according to scientists, is the perfect apology.
Alec's on the line. Hey, Alec, what's up, dude?
Hello?
Yeah, Alec, go ahead.
Ah, hi, Gareth.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, quick one. I was listening to Flax's conspiracy theories, and I've got some pointers for him. And also, they definitely landed on the moon. I'm from SKA, the
Square Kilometer. Very good. Well, how are you guys doing over there?
Very well. We're on track. Things are happening. We're putting dishes up in the Karoo. It's all wonderful. In fact, I'm going up to the Karoo next week to go and install equipment.
Very exciting. All right, so give Flax these pointers that you wanted to give him. Are you listening, Flax?
So first of all,
listening.
If you want to look at a conspiracy theory, that's fine. Go and do the research. But then go and look for the conspiracy theory debunked. There's a lot of resources on the internet for both. Read both. Make up your mind then. Don't just look at the one side, because then you're not going to sound informed. What you need to do is to develop critical thinking skills. Like, for example, the moon landing business. The flag, as Gareth was saying, initially you might think, oh, the flag's waving, so there can't be wind, so it has to be false. But then if you think a bit deeper, you realize that there are other reasons. For example, the reason the flag is moving is actually precisely because there is no atmosphere. So there's no atmosphere stopping it from moving. So they planted it, keeps moving, and it'll keep moving for half an hour, where on Earth it'll stop a lot quicker because of air resistance. All sorts of little things like that. So if you want to...
Are you listening? Flax, don't ignore this guy.
I love that there's two sides to it.
Okay. So what you do is you look at your conspiracy theory, and you go and read up all you want about it. Then you go and put in that conspiracy theory and you say, moon landings, moon hoax, debunked. And then you go and read all that stuff. And then afterwards you say, listen, these are the facts, these are verifiable facts that I found. And then you say, but this is what I'm speculating. And you're allowed to speculate. Hell, speculate all you want, but say it's speculation. Don't sell it as fact, and then people can make up their own mind.
All right.
But reason why they really did land on the moon. You know, at the Hotchkiss Book Dam, there's a big radio telescope there.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually used to relay signals during the moon missions. There's one in Australia. There's dishes all over the world that they used when the Earth was, when America was in the dark side. In other words, the moon was on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
They used dishes all over the world to relay signals back to Houston.
Right.
And I actually know someone who was involved in that relay and actually listened to the stream as it was coming across from the moon going back to Houston.
Now, they wouldn't have gone to that much trouble to make a bullshit story up. They would have just made a fake movie with Stanley Kubrick.
Interestingly, yes.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
The interesting thing is that back then, it's funny, people say we didn't have the technology to go to the moon. Actually, what we didn't have was the technology to fake it. So, for example, we didn't have the technology to send robots up there because we didn't have the processing power that is needed to control a robot.
Right.
So we needed humans in the loop.
Right.
We had the rocket technology, and we had rudimentary computing power that was enough to get the navigation systems to get them there, but you still needed humans in the loop. That's why we're not sending humans to the moon now, because it's easier to send a robot, because we can. We're clever enough. We weren't clever enough in the late 60s, early 70s.
Right. Thank you.
And if Flack wants to ask me anything about this moon conspiracy, I can tell him if there's anything else that he's wondering about. I know everything about it.
Alec, we're going to put you in touch with him because he sometimes needs to make sure that he understands these conspiracy theories before he starts spreading them around like a fertilizer spreader. Right.
Damn straight.
I want to go check. Someone sent me an email that you can go on Google Earth. And you can actually go see the footprints on the moon if you zoom in close enough on Google Earth. I want to go check if that's true.
All right.
Well, there's a last one. They left stuff up there, right? If you have a powerful enough telescope, you can actually see it. They left a reflector, a laser reflector. You can shine a laser there and get the reflection. It's all there.
There we go, Flex. It sounds to me like he's got the evidence you don't.
Yeah, he's winning at the moment.
Yeah, just saying. All right.
He's actually making me into a believer.
All right, Alec. Thanks, dude.
There you go. Cool,
very
man.
Good. Appreciate the call. All right, there we go. We like these. I like conspiracy theories, but I like just as much to have someone debunk conspiracy theories.
One small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Oh, that looks beautiful for me, Neil.
It has a stark beauty all its own. It's like much of the high desert of the United States. It's different, but it's very pretty out here.
Every precious minute of their 2.5 hours on the surface was programmed. Rock and soil samples were to be collected, photographs taken, experiments set up to catch unfiltered particles from the sun, to record moonquakes, to measure precisely by laser beam reflection the exact distance between moon and Earth.
Columbia, Columbia, this is Houston, AOS, over. Roger, the EVA is progressing beautifully. They're setting up the flag now. I guess you're about the only person around that doesn't have TV coverage of the scene.
There we go. That's the actual broadcast that they did. Hmm. So back to you in the news, Mubs. We've got a lot to cover.
You'll often hear people say that, I don't want to end up alone. I don't want to be alone in life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are a number of reasons why people don't want to end up alone, but according to researchers from the University of York, Liverpool, and Newcastle, the effect that loneliness has on the heart is similar to that seen in people who suffer from anxiety or people who have stressful jobs.
Oh, that's, chondritis, right?
Ooh.
Loneliness can manifest itself physically. What they did...
No, she isn't here. Yes, I'm...
Minmar? What's happening? No, I haven't found her. Who's dancing? The play? Oh, well, how was it?
Famous Greta Garbo, I want to be alone.
This little trick is going to cost me.
Anyway, all right. I was going to find it for you, but there's no time. I keep interrupting you. Carry on.
What they did was they examined 23 studies, which involved more than 181,000 adults. Over 4,600 of those suffered from coronary heart disease, and more than 3,000 of them had suffered a stroke. And after analyzing this data, they found that loneliness and isolation were associated with a 29% increase in risk for coronary heart disease and a 32% increase in risk of stroke. Which is funny because you'll often hear couples who've been married for years joke about how, he stresses me out so much. So, I mean, it seems to me like either or.
Yeah, you're getting some back, though.
I mean, if you're lonely or if you're with somebody, it seems to me like you will suffer some or other kind of stress. Either way, you lose.
Well, you know, you hear those stories. Like my great-grandparents died within 2 or 3 days of each other.
Mm.
So one dies and then the other one just doesn't want to live without that person.
Yeah.
So they die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite beautiful.
Hey, if Eeyore is still alive, you know, Winnie the Pooh is jumping around, Tigger's wild and Piglet. Eeyore's having a fantastic old time alone. We're fine.
Everybody's okay.
Thanks for noticing me. I don't know how Eeyore remains depressed when he's around Tigger, though, who basically suffers from like a type of
ADHD.
I think the fact that Tigger's so happy depresses him even more because he's not on that level.
I love the way that psychologists have deconstructed A.A. Milne's children's book to prove that there are all kinds of mental illness. Yes, Flex?
I think if you're lonely and you know why you're lonely, say it's like you work too hard so you can't have a companion, or you're just like an annoying person so no one wants to date you, I think you must get an animal like a pet or goldfish or something like that just to keep you company. Otherwise, you're going to go crazy in your house on your own. It's just not how people should live or die and be eaten by their dogs and stuff like that.
Oh.
Well, that's how you end up with the cat lady.
Yeah, we need to stop that. I actually want to start like a little party to stop that, a little Facebook group.
Well, people who have cats are always lonely. You can take it for granted. People who are alone, very lonely.
I'm so lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely.
Yo, Akon. What up, D?
Anyway, all right. So lonely. So loneliness can actually kill you. There we go.
Loneliness can contribute to things like heart disease that can lead to a stroke.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had a stroke.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday I was talking to a friend of mine who is going to Thailand in October, and I was genuinely surprised at how little she's paying for this trip. And, you know, these days it's very difficult for most of us as South Africans to find a nice, affordable holiday destination because of what's happened to the rand, Shane. With traditional favorites such as the US, the UK, and most of Europe out of reach as the value of the rand has plummeted, this is a question that many people are contemplating. And so the lovely people in the tourism industry have done us all a favor, and they are basically giving us a list of the most affordable places for you as a South African because of your weak rand.
All right, we can go to Tajikistan. We could go to Syria.
Turkmenistan.
Turkmenistan. Durban. That's where we can go.
Well, basically, Africa and its surrounding islands, as well as the Far East, remain the most affordable destinations left for us as South Africans. So it's safer to take out your wallet in Mauritius than anywhere else. It has emerged. A 7-day, 6-night package to Mauritius will cost you 20,000 rand, including flights, accommodation, and meals.
Wow. Okay.
Mozambique is viewed as the only country that could match Mauritius in terms of affordability. You might also be able to buy a few beers without spending a month's salary in Namibia, Zanzibar, and Zimbabwe. Now, much of Africa, including our neighbors, Botswana, Zambia, and Nigeria, are out for us. And this is because the majority of African countries are using the US dollar as their currency.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So Lagos in Nigeria is apparently so expensive, their prices compare to European countries.
Oh, no.
Oh, indeed. No. Countries in the Far East that could help you avoid bankruptcy upon your return are Thailand, which is the cheapest, while Bali and Malaysia are also not too bad. So, Africa and the Far East seems are the most affordable destinations for the South African rand.
No, right,
but
I
you
like
know,
that.
Maybe you can afford to go to New York for 2 weeks. Good for you.
Who are you talking to, me? Please.
No, I'm talking to people who can afford to still do the US and still do Europe.
Keep talking to them. It's crickets. None of them can. Huh? What? Huh? Are you kidding?
Yeah. It's rough out here, guys.
All right. Flex, what did you want to say?
I was going to mention the place, but I've gone blank on the one you mentioned
we
before.
We can help you.
Mauritius?
Zanzibar.
I started
Mozambique.
With Mauritius.
Mozambique, yes. Yeah. So I went to Mozambique. It is one of the most beautiful places you will ever see.
Yes, it is.
Water is piss warm. Waves are perfect. Crystal clear. The only problem is getting around there. If you don't have a 4x4, it becomes a bit of a problem. So accessibility in the place, I'd give that a 2. But as a tourist attraction, as a South African going there, a 20 out of 10.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Flex.
Thank you. There we go. He's endorsing Mozambique.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Mubs, let me tell you quickly what's going on the rest of the lineup for today. Everybody needs to know this stuff.
Sure.
It's very important. So obviously, between 6 and 9 is us. That's right now. And we're talking to Ian. No, it's not Ian. Oscar von Mamerty. I always call him Ian. It's his dad's name. Find out how his dad's doing anyway. All right, so we got the open book with Luis Obala. They're going to be talking about all kinds of Christian commentary, scripture teaching, a whole lot of other stuff, journey of spiritual fulfillment and growth. Then the Unview, where all the major winners from the Naledi Awards will stop by on the show about the thin, the rich, and the fabulous, hosted by Stoodla Mafetle Fetle Alan Ford. Right? Then the weekly mashup, the 25th anniversary of the TRC, that's the Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
How many years?
25 years.
Sure.
Dumicho and Candice will look at how far we've come and whether or not the TRC has served its purpose. And then, does having a badly organized wedding mean you're disrespectful to your guests?
You mean when you're supposed to start at 2, but then you only start at 5?
Right. Mm. Is that rude?
Yes.
Yes.
Because you get hungry and thirsty, right?
Yes.
Tired. Then we've got Unplugged and In Charge with Simpiwe and Lesego Mweza and Vaughn. The life of Chad Don. his latest thought-provoking track and the launch of his recent album. You don't want to miss this. Fashion Lab today. The story of South African style designer Carla Pinto, who will give the Fashion Lab team an exclusive on the story of the African, the African style story. And you also don't want to miss your weekly trend report with Nicola Cooper. Future CEOs with Gareth and Hlubi. They're going to be talking about sports and sports entertainment and super sport. They need a leader that needs to keep that ball rolling. And Gideon Khobane is the man. He joins Gareth and Hlubi for an in-depth discussion. And they'll also talk to the CEO of Modular Innovations. He'll talk about his journey through his multiple master's degrees, lecturing at university, and being considered one of 2015's entrepreneurs to watch by some noteworthy organizations. Then it's The Q with Mark Bland. He's talking with producer Bobby about the biggest story in the U.S., which is Donald Trump explaining that it's okay for women to be punished for having an abortion. It set off the entire country, pitting liberals and conservatives that defend Trump at each other's throats. Producer Bobby explains why he feels Trump is technically correct, and Mark tries to hone in on what he wants done to fix the issue. Always controversial with Mark Bland on The Q. Then it's Kelman and Cliff Central. Aria will touch base with international photography blogger Tegan Smith. They'll talk about design in Darba, which they were at earlier this year, and the youth culture magazine called Unlabeled. And then for the America Report, Eric Spitznagel will give you the lowdown on the U.S. of A. Before actress and Miss SA finalist Chanel Sardinia will join the show as the big interview. Isn't that cool?
Oof, it's nice. Jam-packed.
Busy day today. What else do you want to tell us?
Well, I could tell you about the president of Brazil, who is now heading off to the UN to rally some support.
But she's about to be impeached, isn't she?
It looks very likely that she's about to be impeached, Gareth, which is why she is trying to rally this international support. She will travel to New York, she will attend a United Nations event tomorrow in New York, where she will basically say that her country trying to impeach her is illegal. This is a process that could see her being forced from her office within weeks. Now, she is referring to this process as a coup d'etat without weapons, or as I prefer to say, a coup d'etat.
Right. Damn straight.
So, Dilma Rousseff is saying, no, you guys trying to impeach me. This is an illegal process. This is a coup. So, she's going to the UN just to fight that fight.
I mean, what business? The UN can't involve themselves in her country's If they decided to impeach her, she must get the hell out.
It's very bizarre that she thinks that she can... I mean, you're trying to rally international support. I mean, do countries get involved in each other's business when a nation is trying to impeach their president?
Gerrara here.
Now, here's an interesting thing.
Gerrara here.
Man.
Gerrara here.
There is a total of 9 ministers in the 31-member cabinet that have resigned because of Dilma Rousseff. Just think for a second, if you could see 9 of our ministers in this country just say, that's it, I'm going, I'm gone. Which one of those ministers would you be happy to see resign?
I'm happy to see a lot of them resign.
So 9 ministers from the 31-member cabinet have resigned.
No.
Leaving important portfolios without politically appointed heads. In the meantime, the vice president, this is Michel Temer. He has apparently met with close advisors in Sao Paulo,
yep.
And he is busy studying plans for a new government that would move quickly to restore economic confidence and growth. So it seems like the vice president is ready in the wings. He's like, okay, let's do this. Let's go. Let's get this going. I'm already doing my homework.
But she won't leave.
But she's saying that she's not going down without a fight.
Gerrara here.
The crisis has paralyzed Brazil's ability to revive the economy from its worst recession in decades.
Right.
Again, we are not the only country with issues in this world, people.
Well, I'll tell you what, there are no socialist governments left in the world that are getting it right. It must be very frustrating for people who believe socialism is the way. And don't quote those Scandinavians, because we know they're weird. You're not allowed to say them.
It's only because they're weird that we're not allowed to quote them.
Well, for many reasons. They eat that stuff called Surströmming.
Oh.
Remember we talked about that?
Ooh, yes.
That's that rotten fish that they keep in a jar for like years and years and years, and it stinks to high heaven. Most people would throw up when they eat that stuff, not the Swedes or the Norwegians and the Finnish. Oh, no, they love it. Because they're weird, like I was saying.
I reckon one whiff of that
Syrströmming.
That's that.
Right.
I reckon one whiff of that would be a good enough anti-hangover cure.
Like oh.
If you were hungover, you would quickly sober up after smelling that.
Because you'd also throw up.
You would throw up and you would be good to go.
Look it up. Seriously, there are videos all over the internet of people who've tried the Syrströmming. And they all throw up. Not one of them can keep it in. So disgusting. What's wrong with those people? Huh? Really? Why would you eat that?
How do you spell it?
Surstromming.
Okay, I'm looking for
Think.
It.
You found it?
Imagine I can order it from online. And I'll just open it up in studio.
Don't you dare.
It comes in a can.
Yeah.
And you can definitely get this online.
Yes, please don't order it. Surstromming. If you do, you open it up outside and you make Sia taste it.
Let's think about it. No.
Oh, yes. All right. Flax, I don't know if we can have time for the dude from Australia right now. I think we got to get to Oscar. I'd rather talk to him. Can you move him? Thank you. Very good. I'm trying to organize things on the trot here this morning. All right, Mavs, do you want to wrap it up with anything else?
Let me wrap it up with a bit of celebrity news. Firstly, Mariah Carey recently threw a party for 40 of her closest friends. It was a costume party, but she was the only guest who didn't dress up. The reason for that being that she made all her guests dress up as her. Yes, that's that's what your life is like when you are Mariah Carey people.
Oh, wow.
You can throw a party at a villa in Lake Como, Italy. A costume party where you don't even need to lift a finger because you have insisted that all your guests dress up as you. So everybody channeled their inner Mariah and they all arrived dressed as Mariah Carey. These are the kinds of problems that you also have when you are a celeb.
Yeah, but I mean, imagine me inviting you to my house and saying, dress like me.
Dress like Gareth.
How full of yourself do you have to be to call for that? I think she's crazy. I think she's actually certifiably crazy.
Yeah,
I genuinely think Mariah is now getting too much in her head. So, you know, she's doing this Vegas residency and she signed on to do a reality show and there's been pre-production happening and the crew actually noticed as soon as they got there, about like 2 or 3 days into filming, they realized, oh, Mariah has this whole rule of not speaking when she's just about to perform. So the crew's there filming for days on end and Mariah has not said a thing. So what are they filming exactly?
Can I ask you something? Has she had her concert here yet?
No, it's going to be on the 2nd of May if I'm not mistaken.
Who's going to that?
I am not going.
Broken hearts.
Anybody going to go?
That's where broken hearts
go. I'll tell you why your heart will be broken, because you'll hear Mariah sing and you go, oh my God, it's not her voice anymore.
Well, this
is the voice of an old crone.
It's not.
This is the thing. A friend of mine was saying,
because it's just a sweet, sweet fantasy, baby. When I close my eyes, you come and you... on and on and on. It's going to be like that, I'm telling you.
A friend of mine was saying, I'm not going to see Mariah because I would have paid money to see Mariah in her prime, but not Mariah now.
Mm.
You know, her voice is not the same. It just won't be.
And you'll probably have to go to a concert and dress as her.
Mariah was in her prime when she was dating Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Was her prime.
Not even before.
No, nah. Long before that, Mariah
like
was
sweet
killing
lover.
It. No.
I didn't even know Mariah.
Dream lover.
No, well, that's your problem. Lover, yes. You don't know Mariah before Nick Cannon. That's why you said that.
Let me give you some insight here, Flax. God damn it.
Mm.
All right, coming up, Oscar Van Mamertie. I'm pleased to catch up with him again and find out what he's been up to. You've been causing trouble again, or are you behaving yourself? I mean, the last time we had you here, you were talking about all the women you end up taking home.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. I remember that conversation. Yeah,
exactly.
We still have to actually go out.
You're looking good, dude.
Thank you. And you too. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
You look fit and healthy and ready to fight.
Yeah, I've been having to do quite a bit of fake fighting on a new show, You Got on MTV.
I want to hear all about this.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know anything about the show at all. You're going to have to educate me.
Yeah.
I want to know all about what you've been up to. Oscar Van Mamertie is coming up next. I called you Ian just now because you're dad. He doesn't mind, right?
No, I don't mind.
I'm not saying you, your dad.
Oh, no, my dad. Yeah.
He won't mind.
No, he won't.
All right. We're coming up in a moment to... with Oscar Van Mamertie. But first, to educate Flax, here is a little of Mariah in her prime, all right? This was the best. You remember this, Sia? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Listen to this note, Flax. Are you ready? Listen.
Ow. Yes.
How's that, huh? Sing it, Mariah. That's an impressive voice, right? Hell yeah. All right. It is Thursday morning at CliffCentral.com. A while back, you remember we caught up with Oscar Van Mamerty. He's been dancing up a storm. He's been on our TV screens a few times. He's in this new show called You Got Got, which we're going to find out about in a moment. He's just been to LA, too, and he's desperately trying to get Ellen...
Yes.
You wanted to put you on her show, for God's sake.
Yeah, my aim is to try and get onto her show. You know?
What's your angle with Ellen?
You see, with Ellen, I noted that she likes three different things. And she likes, one, she likes motivational stories. I put in motivational speaking. I created this video where I talk about the three things that Ellen likes. Unfortunately, I didn't include... Right. Pussy.
I should maybe add. It's better that you didn't.
Maybe I should add it just for shock factor.
No.
I put in motivational speaking, and then I talk about the fact that she always has topless dude parading around on her show.
Are you going to go topless for her if you go on a show?
Would. I basically, and it's in my video. You must check
out. You been working out?
Dude, all the time. I'm always working out.
All right, so let's remind people because, a lot of people might not remember. You are a hip-hop dancer.
Yes.
You're a motivational speaker. You're now also a bodybuilder by the side of things.
Well, not a bodybuilder, but, I like to keep fit.
And remind us, the condition that you have, what's it called again?
MPS6.
What is MPS6?
Motilami Syndrome Type 6, and that is where victims or people who are born with the condition lack an enzyme in their body.
That's right.
Yes.
And that means that, you have underdevelopment in certain ways and shapes and forms?
It's not underdevelopment per se. It's when, because of the lack of enzyme, the fatty acid that's produced by the cells in the body starts collecting in our joints and muscles, which means our body starts becoming clogged up and then they stop functioning unless we have the correct treatment at the correct time. So luckily I was fortunate enough to have it.
But I mean, I hate to, sound like I'm being over optimistic about anything, but you're thriving, dude. Like you're living a very, you obviously it's largely because of your attitude to things.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're having a good life.
I mean, I don't want to be like all those other little people who just like, hey, we do this and we drive cars. I want to be like more than, I want to
be a superstar.
Exactly. That's my aim.
Now, if you get on Ellen.
Yes.
And really, Ellen, I mean, all we can do is beg and plead here.
Yeah.
Have you got no heart? this guy, he's been working out in the gym day after day to try and impress you.
I'm just trying to prove that, us little dudes also can be sexy as well,
Oh, please. You get lots of action.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've seen you.
Yeah.
You're not afraid.
No.
You don't back down.
Never.
Women, you have to fight them over the stick.
Dude. Yeah. It's too much. Like, please, ladies.
ladies, back off.
Calm yourself, really.
Right. Exactly. You can only service three a day. at a push.
Exactly.
All right, now, if you get on Ellen, what are you going to do?
Well, I'd just like to, chat to Ellen, share a bit about my story. And if she wants, I'll do the whole topless parade.
Wow.
If needs be. And then I would also like to do a dance,
Now, you're a pretty fantastic dancer. She loves dancing.
Yes.
So was that the third thing?
Yes.
Motivational speaking, men with their shirts off and dancing.
That's it. And then I combine all of that into one video and I say, there you have it. All the three things that you like on one video. What more?
It's everything. It's everything you want, Ellen.
Exactly.
Plus the ratings will pour in because you'll be a sensation.
Exactly.
When you were in LA, did you meet anybody who could help you make this dream come true?
I did meet someone from Warner Brothers. Who's a chartered accountant at Warner Brothers. And I did manage to, give them my clip. And so I'm hoping the clip gets through to the producers or Ellen herself. So you'll see.
And what would happen then? Would you like your own TV show?
But definitely, why not?
Right.
You know? Like, yeah.
Maybe you could come on and do the start of every Ellen show. Then she wouldn't have to dance because she's, I don't know about how you feel, but she's not the greatest dancer.
I don't know.
It's
maybe
kind of boring.
A little bit. Yeah,
see how you disagree?
It's Ellen. Yeah. That's what she's known for now.
Yeah. Yeah.
She could do better.
Well, let's, she's, and okay.
I would love to do duo, like popping and locking with Twitch.
Okay, Twitch is cool.
Like that
yes.
would be cool. No, like maybe if Twitch, myself and Ellen did a,
wow.
That would be cool, I think.
Now, Oscar.
Yeah.
When you fly to America.
Yes.
Are we flying economy?
Yes.
And we've got a lot of space because you're smaller than me, so you don't have to worry about legroom.
Yeah, no, I was quite comfortable. I mean, from the flight back from...
Economy is like business for me
is
economy for you.
Exactly.
Because you got all the space, and obviously, you know, they make a big fuss of you because you're quite well known. People are nice, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They bring you, they exactly. might even bring you the first class meal down to economy because they like you so much.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah. So
Oscar, didn't you just go for some event or something? I think I saw a Snapchat of it.
An event?
You follow him on Snapchat?
MTV Music Awards or something like that.
I was going to go to the MTV Movie Awards, and then for some reason, MTV just didn't organize tickets.
Oh, that's what I saw.
Yes. So, I was actually, the whole point of going to LA was I was supposed to be hosting on the red carpet
mm-hmm.
at the MTV Movie Awards, and then as I was about to get on the plane, they're like, oh, we're not going anymore.
Things have changed.
Yes. So we, ugh. Yeah, no. So that was a bit of a bum, but, whatever, you know, well, shit happens.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
And then we started, so then we went to LA for about 6 days, and we were shooting, pranks in Los Angeles.
What kinds?
All kinds. Like,
give me an idea. Or are you releasing all of these soon?
You must. I'll give you a brief idea. Basically, it's myself going to Muscle Beach and dissing the shit out of these muscular dudes.
Like these big guys.
Those guys are ridiculously huge. Like,
are you not scared they're going to beat you up?
Of course. Like, come on. Like, I'm this midget coming in thing. Like, fuck you. So,
what do you say to them?
You have to watch. You have to see.
You walk up to them and say, wow, that's a really small dick you've got in that little...
I'd like, tell them, like, your form is shit. I'm a personal trainer from South Africa. Dude, your muscles are full of steroids. Like, what the hell is this, you know?
Oh, I love it.
So that kind of stuff, you know?
That's
and then,
beautiful.
And then, like, the other prank we did with Mo is we try and get tourists to take pictures with us, tall as Mo.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, listen, we're from South Africa. Please take a picture of us. And then it ends up that Mo's being a complete dick. He doesn't lower the phone, so I'm in the picture, and then it all hell breaks loose. So yeah, we do some pretty crazy shit on that show, I won't lie.
Dude, I love it. This is such a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, you should really do that stuff here as well.
I know, we do. I mean, we started here.
I gotta watch your YouTube channel.
Yeah, exactly. So,
now, how do we find that?
You can find me on YouTube as Oscar Von Memerty.
M-E-M-E-R-T-Y.
That's it.
Got you.
And then also You Got God has a few YouTube clips of the show.
All right. Now tell me about You Got God.
Yes.
What is this show?
You Got God is a South African-based prank show that I'm involved with.
Mm-hmm.
And in the show, it's hosted by Tall As Mo as the host.
Who's brilliant.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, funny guy. And then there are what we call the outlaws. And then I am one of the outlaws, aka prankster, and we do all these ridiculous pranks on local South Africans.
Okay, give me some examples of the ones you've done here.
Dude, so
the best ones.
Like the one favorite one that everyone loves was, or the two main ones, was the douchebag manager, where... Basically, I'm Mo's manager, and like I dress up formal. I mean, we do crazy. Like we went to Alex to shoot this.
So I imagine like someone wants to book Mo to do a gig, right?
Or just want pictures with Mo, like.
And then you're a complete asshole about this.
Yeah, saying like, nah, dude, you're too ugly. You're too common. You won't take the pictures with this guy. And
wow.
then like, they're like, no, but see, there's Mo. And I say, no. And then Mo turns on me. And then it just turns into a fight. I mean, like I remember when we did it once in Durban.
Yeah.
On the promenade.
Yes.
And then the second one was in Alexander Township. And there I was nervous. Like, yo, like, some brothers may want to protect a brother, you know? Like it was hectic. Like, ooh, I'm like.
Like they would turn on you,
like,
right?
I'm prepping myself for some, you know, some seriously could go wrong. You know?
Like, I love this. Did you and he pretend then that you're actually hitting each other?
Yeah, I kick him in the shin. He's lying on the floor. I'm slapping him, going "Fuck you, you asshole!" You know, like it's like we.
I can't believe I haven't seen this. This is going to be my favorite show ever. When is this on
TV? You've been missing out, guys.
When is this on TV? For God's sake, give it a plug.
On MTV, Channel 130, and also on MTV Base.
I'm writing this down. And I got to watch this whole weekend.
Yeah, no, I mean it's hectic. But I was fascinated because, like, we went to some really, you know, dodgy looking dudes. Yeah. Who, like, you know, you could see these guys are, you know, they from the ghetto. There's no, and like, you know, I would start dissing them, and next minute these guys are telling me in Zulu, "You're going to jail," you know, and then next minute I start beating up Mo, and then I had two of these guys just running in and picking me up
to take you off of Mo.
To take me off of Mo. So it was quite hectic, but you know, it was quite
funny.
It was interesting, and then yeah. So that's like one of the pranks.
You're a genius. Did you come up with these?
No, I don't come up with the pranks. You know, they are basically the company that shoots for MTV.
The producers.
MTV. They say, "Listen, these are the kind of pranks we want to do. Can you do it?" And then I'm like, "Game." But then when you're actually in a situation, you have to be able to pick up on people's reactions and react to it in a
funny
way.
I mean, look, you can look after yourself. You've been out in clubs and things. You can handle yourself around people.
Exactly.
So, I mean, if they really looked for shit with you, you'd know what to do.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Tell me, when all of this happens, have you ever really been fearful for your life? I mean, has there ever been occasion? Because, you know, sometimes a prank can go wrong. I remember that show that Ashton Kutcher used to do. Sometimes it goes very badly wrong and you could get people.
Exactly. But I don't think our pranks are that extreme. You know, like, have you seen that one prank on YouTube where this guy dresses up as a Muslim and literally throws a bag?
Yes.
Now, that's stupid. Like, there you're asking to get shot, you know?
Because it could happen. And the guy, he was like, so one guy really beat him up badly, right?
No, apparently he did get shot.
Oh, really?
Apparently. We won't do anything that.
Nah, stay away from Muslims, dude. That's not good material.
We can't do that.
There's very little sense of humor there, especially when you're throwing like a backpack that could be a bomb at somebody.
Dude,
I don't think that'll go well.
No, like really, that's a bad idea.
How about dressing up like an EFF member and like going to a DA rally? That would be funny because the DA people won't do anything. They're a bunch of pussies.
They won't do anything.
And you sit in the front row and like scream at Helen, like, "Pay back the money." Mm. And Musi, you must call him like Cheese Cop the whole time while he's sitting there. Do that. That would be fun.
That's an idea.
Yeah,
that's definitely
do it.
Idea.
Dress up as an EFF guy.
Mm. Can I also give you an idea?
Yeah.
Okay, so a woman like with a fake belly, like she's pregnant, and you go to some opening of like some exclusive place.
Yes.
So she's got a fake belly and a long dress, and you hiding under the dress.
And we've done that.
She pretends to go into labor, and now she's like lying, and next minute you just run from under the dress.
We've done it already. Like, that was also one of the favorite ones where I literally come out like in a onesie, basically.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm not afraid of doing the wacky and weird, you know.
Oh, that must be so funny.
What's the funniest outfit you had to put on for one of these?
Yeah, I mean, you have to do a funny outfit once in a while. You know, you're on a prank.
Right,
so,
of course.
You know.
Have you ever dressed up as a leprechaun?
No, that I won't do. there's a line. There I'll
leprechauns
be like,
you won't do?
I'll be like, well, no, fuck you. Like, I'll be the leprechaun. You can dress up like a giant and then, you know, be even. I'll look stupid, you look stupid, it's fine. You know?
Well, but, dude, you're carving out an entertainment business career for yourself.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, I get to do weird things. I get to prank people as a living, you know?
Right.
And that's cool.
Now, if you didn't have a sense of humor, and there probably are people, like, in the small people community or whatever, who think that it's wrong that you do this stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, you're being used and all this sort of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't have a brain to make up your own mind.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
what do you say to those people?
I say, come on, like, live a little, you know? Like, it's really not that big a deal.
Live a little? That's probably why they're upset.
That's a good one. Yeah, no, I know. Like, I think it just, obviously, maybe the way they're being brought up is they, oh, shame, poor you, little person. My dad, not like that at all. My dad's like, yes, he, whenever I ask him for the milk from the fridge, he'll be like, no, fuck you, you little short shit. Make a plan, you know?
Is that what he says?
And that's how we talk.
I love that.
You know?
But I love that. You see, this is something about your dad I didn't know, because I always thought your dad was very straight laced,
very kind of,
tries to be nice to everybody guy. That's certainly how he appeared on a lot of the TV shows.
Yeah.
But you're saying when he's at home with you, it's like love and family, but he also gives you shit.
He said, listen, you know, my boy, this is your life, you know?
I'm not getting you the milk.
No, like, pull up the chair.
Yeah.
Get up on the chair, open the fridge.
Make a plan, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Dude. So, like, I don't know, that's maybe why I don't mind doing stupid stuff, you know?
Yeah, well, look, you've got to learn in this life to take yourself less seriously, because if you don't, other people won't.
Exactly. So, right? And people are much, much, you know, they enjoy my entertainment and, you know, there's no one else doing
it. I love how energetic you are and how, like, how much fun you are to be around. I mean, I could walk around town with you all day and we'd laugh a lot.
Exactly. Like, you know.
What's Tall Ass Mo like to work with?
Oh, it's cool. Definitely cool guy. Funny. You know, he comes up with funny stuff all the time. So he's definitely cool, you know, to work with.
Well, everybody wants to know, what's the update on women? Is there a specific woman in your life at the moment? Are there many? What's the story?
I don't know. They're girls all hollering and I'm just like, ladies, I'm working on my next project, please.
So you really are struggling to keep them away.
Well, yeah, I mean, they are girls. Definitely you are interested in, you know, and they want to do shit and whatnot. But, you know,
right,
I have my mission and my vision come first.
Right,
you know?
So you're going to put them on hold if you have to.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how old are you now?
I am turning 21.
21, all right.
Yeah.
You're entering, you know, the prime of your life now.
Exactly.
I'm imagining we're going to have a big 21st birthday.
Yes. Mo, in fact, is eager to do a big...
Are we going to have strippers and...
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely, like...
For sure.
21st, like, live, you know?
Right. I mean, you're going to do a little dancing and get a little hammered. Yeah, behave a little badly. You should.
Yeah, I mean, 21st.
Of course.
Yeah.
And are there any specific requests for this? Are there any kinds of girls that we should invite? I'll take care of the strippers.
Yeah.
What kind are we looking for?
What kind are
you? You don't mind? You know, blonde, brunette, black girls, colored girls, you don't mind?
I let you the Rainbow Nation.
All right, so you want a bit of everything.
I want a bit of everything.
All right. Yeah. Do you mind if they are very, very tall?
I don't mind at all.
You don't give a shit, right?
No.
Yeah. But you don't necessarily want girls your height.
Not really, no.
No, you're not into that.
No.
All right, well, we all have our preference.
Like, I envision myself with, you know, with a tall girlfriend.
Sure.
You know, I don't see why I should.
So what's the dream eventually? Like, you've got your own TV show. Let's say you're on Right After Ellen every day.
Yes.
And you are massively wealthy in LA. Do you see yourself kind of... living in a big house, a beautiful girlfriend.
Yes.
Just, you know, chilling and living and taking it all.
Yeah, I mean, taking it all in. Like, I would like to, you know, grow to that. I'm going to grow to that size and, you know, hopefully be that successful.
Mm.
Well, that's the aim.
But you're not going to grow physically. You mean you're
like
grow.
That I've settled with.
To terms with that. It's like me. I look in the mirror and I just realize I'm not going to be pretty no matter what.
Well, you know. So
I'm always going to fucking look like this.
Exactly. So, you know, make do. But, you know.
Will you allow me to visit you there? Can I stay in the guest room?
Yeah. Exactly.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay, you won't forget me if you become some big star, right?
Oh, no, because you would have ordered the Rainbow Nation strippers, you
right,
know.
Right, exactly.
So, like, how can I forget that?
I will have earned my place in yours.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, I like this.
You know, so. And then we would have had a lot of fun. We would have a lot of fun in Los Angeles, you know. So, yeah, definitely. But then I want to maybe try and go further into maybe a bit of business and entrepreneurship as well.
Yeah, you care about that stuff. In your motivational talks, you talk about lots of things, but that's one of the things you like to refer to, right?
Yes. Yeah, just, you know, I would like to do something on that scale as well.
What kinds of businesses?
Yeah,
what interests you?
What kind of businesses? I think of all sorts, from like app development to other marketing maybe, and then that sort of thing.
Right.
I haven't got a clear idea exactly yet, but I've got a number of ideas that I'm working on that I would like to try and, you know, achieve and develop something that's concrete and solid.
Your parents must be pretty proud of you.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You're doing a lot better than some people who I think have have probably got as much talent as you, but they're lazy, right? You're not lazy. You're up early every morning. You're working every day.
Yeah, I'm not lazy. That's one thing, one key thing my dad's always taught me. My dad said, it's 10% talent and the rest is 90% hard work. So yeah, he said you can be the most talented person unless you work, then that 10% talent won't last forever, you know?
Well, dude, I mean, it's always good to see you. And what can I say? I'm so impressed. I can't believe I haven't seen any of these pranks that you do.
You need to watch it. I will watch.
Are you kidding? I'm going to be watching every single one. Next time you see me, I'll be asking you about all of them.
Exactly.
This is terrific.
Yeah.
What a great idea for a show.
Yes.
Tell Tolas Mo we need to have him in here sometime. Maybe you could both come in together.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be watching every episode of that show.
Yes.
And everybody should. It is on MTV.
Yes.
It is called You Got Got.
Yes.
With Oscar von Mamertie. And he's going to head back to LA and he's going to end up on Ellen DeGeneres' show. And he better hurry up and do that ASAP. Ellen, we're talking to you.
Ellen, please. What more?
Ellen.
You got everything that difficult.
I'm on my knees. Ellen.
I would go on my knees, but then it would look kind
Ellen, for the love of God.
It's bad.
If he goes on his knees, you
I would
even
disappear.
See. He'll run under the table. Just run under the table quickly.
Under the table. Okay. But, dude.
Without bending your knees.
It's without.
You're just such a lovely guy. It's so cool to see you. And please keep up the good work.
Cool. Fantastic. Right, Thank you.
And if anyone gives you any shit and you need someone who's tall and lanky and not particularly well-built with an ugly face, you call me.
Cool. Fantastic.
There we go, dude.
And then, yeah.
All right, Oscar. Nice to see you, brother.
You too.
And, yeah, love to the family, man.
It's deaf.
All right. Mo's deaf. How's that?
Deaf.
You speak street.
Yeah. I mean, I hang out with the brothers, you know.
Right. You have any white friends at all?
Not really. I think one.
And one white friend. Is that your token white friend?
My token white friend.
Sure.
Yeah, we're all brothers.
Yeah, well, all brothers, it's never a bad thing. In this country, that means that you have representation in your retinue.
Exactly.
Would you be friends with Sia? Is he too white for you?
Is Sia too white for you, really?
Well, let's say that Sia doesn't like AKAs.
Listen, but I can be down with the people. Maybe I can get a nickname as well.
Sia, what AKA what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's come up with something. All right. Thank you very much. Oscar von Mamertie is on You Got Got. It's on MTV. And make sure you keep your TVs on because he's going to be at Ellen soon.
Mm-hmm.
She can't avoid you.
Oh.
Otherwise, we'll accuse her of discrimination, won't
we? Yeah.
That's our last ditch attempt. If she doesn't have you on, then we'll eventually say, oh, so you're a sizist and you're against people who have, what's the thing called?
MPS 6.
Right. Mm. You bitch.
Wow.
We'll bring it up. I'm telling you. All right, we got a call here from Onga who wants to talk to you. You want to talk to Onga or not really?
Cool, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's go to Onga. Hang on. I'm not very good at this desk. You will forgive me. Onga, go ahead. Onga?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Gareth. How are you?
Good, man.
Listen, I've got a surprise for you.
Yeah.
It's not there.
No, she's just walked out now. She had to go and run off to do something.
Oh, okay.
Why, what's the surprise?
Listen, let me just put it up here quickly.
All right. What the hell's going on there, dude?
It's on my phone, listen.
Your smell of love, no one could deny.
That's Mabs.
Don't you remember this?
I can't live a lie running. Oh, wow, that's C.S. and Leanne, all right?
Yep.
All right, that's horrible. What a horrible thing to do to us. I mean,
that was a nasty surprise.
Yeah, Onga, thank you. That's like a prank all on its own. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks,
dude. Back from your 5FM days, dude.
You have a recording of that, what, on your phone?
Yeah. Wow. I loved it. You remember you did a whole series, the whole week, whereby you took turns? Mm-hmm. So the one day it was Mark, the other day it was Leanne, and the other was Damon.
Horrible.
And then you ended up meshing all of them together.
Well, so there we go. Thank you. All right, brother. All right, Onga. All right.
I just thought to remind you of that.
All right, that's the worst call of the day, but it's okay. Thank you. All right, Onga.
All right, cheers. Bye.
Here is a much better version of Mabale singing while we wrap up the show for this morning, I'll give you a quick idea of what else you can expect today. I want to go through some messages. Big thank you to our guest for this morning, Oscar von Memmerty.
My lover has got humor. She's a giggle at her funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were sick, born sick. You heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine. Of your lies, I'll tell you my sins. And you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death.
Good God,
let me give you my life. Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog. At the shrine of your lies, I'll tell you my sins. And you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death. Good God, let me give you my life.
Da-dum.
Father Pagan.
All right, that's about all we can handle this morning. Listen, I would love to see him on Ellen. Well, don't you think that would be great? I mean, it's a slam dunk for her. She can't go wrong putting him on, right? Oscar von Memmerty.
Oh, yes. It's definitely going to happen.
And that Ellen DeGeneres show is so popular. It is such a success. And I have always been an Ellen DeGeneres fan. I mean, I used to watch her when she did stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm amazed at how well she's done on the show, but then not really if you think about how talented she is.
But most particularly, I think like the world has
her.
The world has forgotten that it was just a mere year or two ago before she actually got her talk show that she was down and out. No job, no money.
That's
she was
it.
Totally down and out.
That's also why I love her.
Finding Nemo changed everything for her.
You think that was it?
Mm.
Dory.
Because when she, you know, back then, those TV execs were like, oh, well, this lesbian, how's she going to relate to anyone? Or like these, you know, these housewives. And now,
even just being a woman.
Exactly.
Forget about being a lesbian woman. But being a woman on television, there was only ever one example. That was Oprah.
Exactly.
There was never anyone who could really live up to that. And everybody thought, oh, she's an exception to the rule.
Yeah.
And then Ellen came and shattered those misconceptions.
I did not know she was famous for Finding Nemo. I thought it was because she looked like Justin Bieber at a time.
You've got to be kidding me.
No.
Well, if she looked like Bieber at a time,
no.
Then that, what was Justin Bieber looking
but
like
that
at that
brought
time?
Brought a lot of fame to her.
I think she looks like David Spade.
She looks like a David Beckham mixed with somebody.
I'll tell you something. She's an attractive woman. If she was into men, I'd be into her. She's a good-looking woman.
Is she still dating that?
She's got great hair. She's clean-cut. She's in good shape. You know, there's a thing about Ellen. Come on.
Is she still dating Portia?
Married.
I think so. They're married,
to Portia.
They're very happily
wow.
married. And good for them. Yeah, she's a catch as well. All right, Flax, give us a quick idea of what's happening. Tomorrow we've got a very special guest popping by. Someone I've been looking forward to talking to for a long time. And someone who I've met many times. But we haven't really had a full-on interview.
I actually checked her again like 4 or 5 days ago. Lyra, she is a sweetheart and a half. She's honestly, hold on, the phone's ringing, 1 second.
Right, yeah, you get that. I'll tell you about Lyra. Lyra's, of course, a judge at the moment on The Voice, but she's most well known for her extraordinary success in the music business. She has had album after album that have sold like hotcakes. She performs beautifully everywhere she goes. People just love her. And Ellen DeGeneres hasn't got a patch on our Lyra. Since we're comparing people. No, Lyra's really, she's just an absolute angel. There's not a nasty thing you could say about Lyra. And I've got to tell you, when she was on with O'Neill, she did the first and exclusive premiere of her new album. And she did it on O'Neill's show here on Cliff Central about 3 Fridays ago. It was extraordinary. the music, the voice, everything just blew people away. And if I could get a chance to talk to her tomorrow, I'd be thrilled. So she's definitely coming.
She's 110% coming.
Good.
She's very reliable.
She's very reliable. Yeah.
On the line right now, we have Thembele. She phoned in asking for our newsroom. Now, we don't script news. We just go with the flow. So I said, listen, tell your news online.
No, tell her you're going to put her through to the newsroom.
But we don't have a newsroom.
Shh, don't say
oh,
that.
Oh, okay.
Tell her you're going to put her on. Okay. Tell her, let me do this. I'll handle it. Thembele, right?
Yes.
Thembele, good morning. Good morning, Thembele. It's Gareth. How are you? Hello? Is she even there, Flax?
I think we might have scared her.
No, okay. I was going to put her on hold and then put her through to the newsroom.
Are you telling me people phone to radio
and then,
stations?
And then I would say,
hello, this is the newsroom.
And see what she thinks. You telling me radio stations what?
Yeah, I want to know. Do people phone into radio stations with news stories and then they get sort of like scripted and edited and listened to before they go live and they roar?
They get put through. The newsroom usually just actually puts it into bulletins. You know, here we don't have bulletins. We do our news as part of the conversation. So,
Jesus, Siri can give me bulletins if I wanted of
she
news.
She can, hey? Have you tried that with Siri? Watch this. You can say to Siri, watch this. Let me get this working. Siri, what is in the news? Come on. Talk
to me.
What
can I help you find, Gareth?
Local news.
Okay, I found this on the web for local news.
And then it gives you a whole lot of stories, and all you need to do then is just ask her to read them to you. And she actually reads you the stories.
Well, I'm happy we don't do news bulletins here.
No, we don't have time for that. We got so much going on here. Please. Who has time? And speaking of time, we're out of it. We're going to wrap it up for this morning, and we will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday already. I did say I'd get through some of these messages. Let me just do this quickly. Adriana says, I like how she calls a democracy and the voice of the people a coup d'etat. That's obviously Dilma Rousseff of Brazil. Greg says, they must play the Mbali version where she sings Take Me to Church as they lower me into the ground one day. He wants that as his funeral song. And then Andrew says, Gareth, I urge you to invite a Zimbabwean journalist by the name of Justina Mukoko. What a woman. She has a new book out. I bet that interview won't disappoint you, but it'll bring you down to your knees and crying. Flax, let's see if we can get her. Olifa says, I love the Mabale Moloi version of Take Me to Church. It's better than Johnny Depp's apology. Sorry, Mabs. And thank you very much for all of those messages. There are lots of others. I'm not going to have time for them today. We will see you tomorrow. Have an excellent day. CliffCentral.com. You know what's coming up. I've already given you a snapshot of that. It's a beautiful Thursday. And if you're in Cape Town and it's cold and it's raining, good for you. If you're in Johannesburg, it's cold. Not raining yet, but it might. CliffCentral.com.